we're still at the Lancaster Chamber event, and I found a good friend of mine, Barry Ritchie from Standing Stone Bank. Hello.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Are you having fun?
I am, Denise. And when you're around me, I always have a lot more fun.
We always have a good time.
Yes,
don't
we do.
And we happen to see each other at, you know, many events because you're very active in the community, and so am I.
Yes.
So, and I see you have a little goodie bag with Fairfield Medical Center, and it has some nice little things in it. So, and mine, I've got my Primrose bag. So, just lots of little trick or treats. One of my staff were here, and they said we love this. And they had their child with them, and they said they like this better than trick-or-treat, picking up all these trinkets and all the candy. So, got to love that.
It is. It's exciting that everybody showed up tonight. It's a miserable night outside, but still everybody showed up. So,
thank you
for asking me to be on your radio program.
Well, thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm here with Suzanne from Landfair. And we are still at the Lancaster Chamber event, and we are having a lot of fun because we just love Landfair. We have a lot of patients that reside there. And actually, you guys have a big celebration this year.
We actually have just passed our 10-year mark. We are 10 years old, September, last month.
Isn't that neat? That is so fun. I mean, we just had a 25th year celebration for Fairhope Hospice. And, you know, when you think about it, I mean, it's just so nice to reach those milestones. And you guys will be around for 25 years longer, you know. So
we'll try to catch up with you, Denise.
Yeah, there you go. We'll have to tell Sean that, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your administrator's great. We love working with him, too. So
actually, tomorrow we're going to have a reunion of past residents and employees return.
Nice.
So we're the month behind, but looking forward to that.
Isn't that nice? Well, it's a full year celebration, really, right?
Absolutely.
So, well, if anyone's interested in taking a tour of Landfair, they would just call you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. What number would they call, Suzanne?
They would call 687-5100. And Denise, thanks for all you and your organization does for us.
Well, we appreciate it.
We love the partnership.
We appreciate it. We're community partners working together to take care of these families. So, anyways, are we having fun? Did you get a chance to get anything to eat? Or
you know, I'm sort of mingling. I need to make my way around the rest of the room before the night ends.
That's it. Okay. Well, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
All righty.
And the following was recorded at the Fairfield County Fair.
We were talking with Denise Bauer and with Rich Schneider from Fairhope Hospice. And I always feel strange when I say I enjoy talking with you, but I do. I really...
Good.
For one thing, Rick entertains me.
Yes, he is entertaining.
You know, it's my comedy relief to listen to Rick. But it's comforting. It's comforting to know that that's a topic not too many people like to talk about, death. But I can sit down and talk because this is what you guys do for a living.
Well, I had one of my patients, my admission into the house as a patient care volunteer, I would go and knock on the door, and I'd have to give them a bad joke, and they would reply with another bad joke. You know, for example, you know, writing with
a
broken
pencil. That's tit
for tat, isn't it? Yeah, that's what it was. Writing with a broken pencil is pointless. You know, they like to hear those little silly little jokes. But they were so sick of hearing about death and dying. You poor little thing. Here's some more medicine, this and that. They just wanted life. They wanted to have fun. And that's what we did.
Well, they got the right man for the job.
I'll tell you, you know, in my second patient, I tell this story. The first one, I didn't get to visit. My second assignment, he was comatose and just could not communicate. He would just lay there. I'm thinking, what am I doing this as a volunteer for?
Uh-huh.
But I knew he was in public relations, so I brought in a joke book where I just, if I'd hear a joke, you know, I have a good memory. It's just short. And I just can't remember stuff more than about 10 seconds, so I would write it down. So I had this binder filled with old jokes and stupid jokes, and I started reading them to him, and he eventually started arching his back and opening his mouth. He was laughing. I thought, this is the coolest thing I have ever done, and that got me hooked as a volunteer.
You brought a patient out of a coma by telling a joke?
He was reacting, and my kids were saying he was just trying to get up and leave, and I think maybe they were right. He was trying to, I've had enough. I can't stand it anymore.
I don't know if you told that elephant ear joke.
They get worse. Right. Trust me, they get worse. I always bake my no-bakes when I'm fixing them. So.
Okay, and nobody's ever called you half-baked, have they?
No. Well,
there you go, Nan. Now I know.
Touché.
Okay. Denise, when we left for the commercial break, we were talking about the beautiful facility at Pickering House. Tell us a little bit more about the Pickering House.
Well, and, you know, we described the outdoors and how beautiful it is, but really the facility inside is just, it's just warm, it's homey, but it's yet state of art, the art, you know, as far as the technology. But when you walk into the lobby, you know, we wanted it to be kind of
lodgy, homey. Mm-hmm. We just
That's what I was thinking. Lodge. When
yeah.
You said that.
We just our goal was to have it feel like home away from home because, you know, so often patients by the time they get to us, they've been through so much medical care and they're just tired of institutions and they just want to relax and be comfortable with their family. So we wanted to set up a feeling that was, you know, lodgy, comfortable. We have that baby grand piano that the Y donated to us, and we were so happy. Mike Lieber there was in the Pickering room at the Y, and he's like, you know, we don't need a piano here. So he said, do you need a piano? You know, he'd heard us talking about it when we were building the Pickering house. So we said, we'd love it. So it's in the lobby, and anyone that plays piano that would like to come and, you know, give us gifts of their time and talents and,
oh, that's great.
And play the piano, we love that. So we oftentimes have visitors just stop in, or some of our own staff and volunteers come in and play the piano. So when people walk in, they get to hear that music.
Yeah, when I left this morning, a woman is in one of the patient family members was there, and she asked if she could play it. And I said, sure. So as I'm leaving, I'm listening to Mozart. And I'm thinking, boy,
really?
This is nice. Yeah.
Wow, you have a real talent there.
We do. I mean, I don't play the piano, Ann, but.
Yeah. Play chopsticks.
I play chopsticks. Maybe happy birthday on a good day.
You God know? Bless my mother. She sent me through years and years and years of piano lessons. And I think the piano teacher must have finally just said to her, you know, some things you have hope and some things are hopeless. I never went back again.
So you found your other talents, right?
That's right. Yak, yak, yakety, yak. Remember that song?
I do. I remember that
don't
song.
Don't talk back.
There, Rick's
don't
got
talk
it.
Back.
Rick's got the rest of it. But right off the lobby and to the right side, you don't even really walk through the facility. There's a really nice room that we call the Gorsuch Conference Room. And in honor of all the things that Leonard Gorsuch and Gorsuch Construction did to help us build the facility, we named that room, you know, after them, and it actually seats about 35 to 40 people. It has all the technology where people can have, like, you know, presentations with the screens and things. But we have churches, we have civic organizations, nursing homes, the hospital. Fairfield Medical Center uses that room, you know, for staff meetings and leadership retreats. So we invite anyone, you know, any business or civic organization, church that needs a meeting space to utilize that room. Yeah, and it's free of charge. Rick's chiming in here.
It's free. It's free.
He's doing my commercials for me, right?
Admission is free.
There you go. So we have that conference room. Then as you make your way into the Pickering House, you know, we have like a really nice donor recognition wall, and it's painted like a bookcase, so it looks homey. But the top book on that shelf is, it has Dan and Grace Pickering's name on it, because Virginia Pickering donated over $1 million in honor of her parents, Dan and Grace, and that's why it's named the Pickering House.
And tell us who Virginia Pickering was.
Virginia Pickering was a wonderful lady right here in our own community. Mm-hmm. And she actually has done a lot for many organizations. She was very involved in volunteering. She actually was very involved in golf. That was her favorite sport. And I always teased her that she was a pro golfer because she hit holes in ones. Mm-hmm. And she'd quickly correct me.
She
so
really
it was always
did?
Fun. Yeah, she did.
She did.
Wow.
She must have been
a great golfer.
She
then.
Was. She hit them here as well as in Florida where she had her other home.
Well, one of our ideas, we have a place set in the back for the kids, a barbecue grill, and we're looking at putting in a golf green in her honor. And so many of the patient families and the patients themselves just go out and literally putt around, you know.
That's a great idea. What I'm noticed in my family, and I'm sure other listeners can identify with this, when you do have a loved one that is in the final stages of dying, the family comes together. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to bombard the patient with 42 people hovering over them. You know, I come from a very large family on my mom's side, and we're very, very close. And when someone is getting ready to pass on, we all come together. And you can't predict exactly when that final moment will come. And we've all been together for weeks and weeks and weeks when we thought we may be together just for hours.
What?
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
to have something like a putt-putt green or a you know, a piano or something where you don't have to stay at that patient's bedside all the time. You can give other family members a chance to say their goodbyes and be with them in that environment. But the rest of the family can still be together rather than standing out in the hallway of a hospital. Mm-hmm. They can be together as a family and make the best of a bad time.
Well, yes, and we actually have a a little children's area behind the Pickering House where we have a nice play set that was donated by a board member of the United Way. And we also have, you know, lots of land and trails. We're trying to start building some trails. But, you know, and the beauty of the building, like you said, is when families come together to have that spot, we have 12 patient rooms, and all of them are very large, accommodate families to spend the night if they'd like to. We have piped in oxygen and suction, so we don't have to have a lot of machinery in the rooms. Mm-hmm. But then we have those nice lounges, and we have places for families to sleep. They can. We have a kitchen area for families that they can cook for their loved ones, or they can, if they want to. We had one guy that was coming on his lunch hour, and he just kept a thing of bologna and a thing of bread there, and he just slapped together a sandwich
and
go back to work.
Most importantly, what you have there are wonderful volunteers, wonderful, comforting people.
Yes, we do. Our staff and our volunteers are really the heart of hospice and what we do. And all of the staff are very compassionate, and our volunteers as well. We just saw Gwen and Paul Darfus here at the WLOH tent, and great volunteers for what we do. But, you know, if families want to stay, we also have soup and cookies and things for them, and we have a laundry area where they can do laundry. So volunteers, you know, help them with those kind of things. But, you know, we are staffed with nurses 24 hours a day as well.
Well, thank you so much to Denise and Rick for stopping by today. Fairhope Hospice, 687-0600. Give them a call. Whoops, I'm sorry. Looking at the wrong sign. 654-7077. 654-7077. Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care.